Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
To Perth, Australia, Western Australia, Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. He is in Perth, and the place called Fremantle, the Australian naval base, has a stone frigate nearby where right now are significant changes to the geopolitical map of all of the Pacific, Indo-Pacific underway. It's called AUKUS. I read a headline from the Financial Review of Australia. AUKUS chief's torpedo submarine sails fears, filling in. A top Pentagon commander has repudiated warnings that America will fail to deliver nuclear-powered submarines under the AUKUS pact, but acknowledged ramping up production would be challenging despite billions of Australian taxpayer dollars flowing to the U.S. industrial base. Gregory, a very good day to you in Perth. It would appear that AUKUS is continuing to be a success, but there are comments. What right now can we say advances AUKUS? I understand there are changes underway. Good day to you.
Good day, John. It's actually an interesting time for AUKUS because recently we saw the U.S. and British chiefs of naval staff joining with the Australian chief of Navy at HMAS Stirling, that stone frigate, which is a base, if you like. A stone frigate is a ship that doesn't sail. And they were looking at a number of things there, including the first visit to HMAS Stirling of a U.S. Virginia class SSN, a nuclear-powered strike submarine. That the visit of the USS Hawaii was so that it could be overhauled. And this is significant because it's the first overhaul of a U.S. Navy nuclear submarine outside of U.S. territory. So there's a huge U.S. submarine support ship accompanying the USS Hawaii. And that refit is underway right now. And the Prime Minister of Australia, Anthony Albanese, with the Defence Minister, Richard Marles, were in at Stirling to look over that. And not only that, they visited a number of Australian naval personnel who are already serving aboard the USS Hawaii. So the exchange of personnel between Australia and the US and Australia and the UK has already begun. What's happening now is a major upsurge in training of Australian civilian and naval personnel in the refits of Virginia-class nuclear submarines. Now, that doesn't mean necessarily that the U.S. sale of Virginia-class submarines to Australia will go ahead. As you pointed out, there is a severe pressure on the U.S. submarine industrial base, which is limiting the supply of submarines to the U.S. Navy. It's an unprecedented downturn in their capability, which has been a big mistake, and they're trying to rectify it. Australia has put, as you say, billions of dollars of Australian money into building up the U.S. submarine industrial base. But that's not the reason why the sale may not occur. The reason is that the Australians may not be able to afford to go ahead with the purchase of Virginia-class submarines, but they will still absolutely go ahead with the ability to build a servicing base for Virginia-class submarines in HMAS Stirling, south of Fremantle, so that will be a continuing support for the U.S. Navy because, as you might recall, Fremantle itself was the second largest U.S. submarine base in World War II in the Indo-Pacific. So it's had a long history of that kind of connection. I believe at some stage the Australian government will realise that it can't afford to buy not only the Virginia-class submarines, but also the AUKUS-class submarines, which the first of which are being built in Britain and which will subsequently be built in Australia. So I think that what we're going to see is a rationalisation of this whole AUKUS situation, which they're not talking about yet, but we'll have to face very, very soon. And that will be the fact that the Australians will not get the Virginias or the AUKUS plus SSNs until well after the crisis with the People's Republic of China has either taken place or disappeared. So it's going to be very interesting from that point of view. But we're seeing a general ramp up of allied support for the Indo-Pacific. Right now we've got the visit of an Italian aircraft carrier group into Australia after exercises in the Pacific Ocean. So all of that is working as part of the AUKUS plus type arrangement, which includes the UK, Australia, and the United States.
Let us recover the reason for AUKUS and its mission. The People's Republic of China is a threat to the First Island Chain and the whole of the Indo-Pacific. How does AUKUS answer that, Gregory?
Well, AUKUS answers it by getting a coordinated global capability which can deal with not only the People's Liberation Army and Navy, but also any later emerging threats, such as, by the way, India and Russia, and possibly even allied with Indonesia and so on. There are a lot of eventual threats. The reality is that the People's Republic of China needs addressing right now, but the AUKUS plan to get nuclear-powered submarines to Australia may not feature in the challenge between the Allies and the People's Republic of China, simply because we're not going to see an Australian nuclear submarine capability before the 2030s at the very earliest. So Australia will be supporting British and US nuclear submarines, and it will be refurbishing its own Collins-class conventionally powered submarines to make them a potent component in the defense against the Chinese Navy in the interim.
The three principles of AUKUS. There are changes in the premiership presidency leadership. Immediately, Labor is now dominantly in control in the Commons, and Keir Starmer, Sir Keir Starmer, is the premier. Is there any indication that Keir Starmer is reluctant to continue with AUKUS? It was, as I recall, constructed under Boris Johnson, his predecessor, and there's very little in common between the Tories and Labor.
That's correct. And Starmer didn't even mention AUKUS when he did his overall policy statement on taking office in the King's Speech. So Starmer is a weak link in this, but the British economy is absolutely dependent on getting these defence sales between the UK and Australia underway. And so they will definitely go ahead with AUKUS simply because it means major defence exports for them. But we do have a change of government coming up in January 2025 in the United States, whether it's going to be former President Trump or the current vice president remains to be seen. But there'll almost certainly be a change in the Australian government next year as well. The AUKUS was not founded by the present Australian government under Prime Minister Albanese, the Labor leader. It was formed under the former Liberal National Party coalition government, which may well come back into office next year in Australia. They will support AUKUS, and I think they'll take a much broader view of AUKUS than Prime Minister Albanese is doing at this stage. Right now, everyone's preoccupied with Pillar One, which is the exchange of nuclear propulsion technology, and then starting at Pillar Two, which is the transfer of other weapons and strategic technologies. But they need, all of them need to stop and look at the broader global implications of what could potentially be the most significant strategic alliance of the 21st century, simply because it covers literally all of the oceans of the world with fleets and bases. And it also covers the two polar regions, which are going to get very, very critical in the coming couple of years.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. He's in Perth, Australia, looking at the map of the Indo-Pacific and the defense of our allies from the aggression, the predation of the People's Republic of China. We're going to another way of looking at the map. The sovereign states across Oceania meeting at the Pacific Island Forum recently. And what is to be done? This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.